Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here on the floor of the Northwest Cannabis Classic and Expo, and it's time for Battle of the Radio Voices. We've got a radio professional joining us. Tell folks your name and your station.
I run Funtime Oldies, Kick 66, and it's a oldie station. Plays music from the 60s through the 90s. My name is Dave Taylor, and I live here in Anchorage.
Fantastic, Dave. And you're a longtime broadcast veteran, I understand.
That is correct, yes. I've been here in Anchorage for about 25 years, been on the air. But my radio interest goes back to when I was 5 years old. My heroes were like Dan Ingram and so forth from WABC New York, LS Chicago, back during the days of the flamethrower AM stations. That's and right. You probably remember those things.
I remember a few of them on long road trips, picking up the AM dial, you know, late at night. It would bounce thousands and thousands of miles. Growing up in Boise, Idaho, I used to listen to KGO out of San Francisco.
Right, right, exactly. Well, I was ABC New York, LS Chicago, KBW in Buffalo, New York, and BZ Boston, all those stations back because I grew up in the Northeast near Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, one of the TV shows that was my favorite that I used to watch, it was called a little show called American Bandstand with Dick Clark. He was only on WFIL Channel 6 Philadelphia. And then, of course, obviously, the rest is history when they expanded and moved to L.A. But I do remember those days because I'm now 66. So,
wow. So you've had a long career in broadcast, in radio. You've been here in Alaska for a long time. How has it been as it's become legal here, medical and then legal in Alaska, with respect to the broadcast journalism and the way they covered the issue, or the, you know, there's sometimes a lot of pot puns or snickering. Have they become more mature on this issue, you think?
I would say so, yes. I haven't really been involved with that end of it a lot because this is fairly new to me coming back into this. And I believe that there is going to be more really good dialogue concerning this as we get the word out. That's what we're about doing here, is getting the word out that we're not all just like alcoholics or whatever. This really has a benefit. I'm a retired military veteran, and I also have issues from the military as well that I deal with, and the marijuana helps calm me. It helps me in this. So, and I am just recently really been discovering this to myself. So yes, there has been more open dialogue with Cheeky Monkey and things there, and I'm airing that, getting into that, getting the word out, you know, that hey, this is really good stuff, and it's you know, it helps you.
You know, reaching out to all sorts of audiences out there, as you reach out to folks your age, the older audience that maybe came up with this through the Vietnam era, the Woodstock era, are there any surprises or things that you coming back into this, you went, wow, things have really changed?
I would say so. In the quality of the product.
Yeah.
I would say there has been lots of upgrades, lots of changes in the quality of the product. And now that it's actually coming out with what we're doing here and bringing it into the mainstream and out of the, you know, dark areas and so forth, I really like that, what's happening. I really like what I'm seeing happening in the industry here and in other places where it has been legalized. So, yeah.
All right, Dave, tell our listeners where they can pick you up online or over the airwaves.
All right. I'm internet only right now, and I have two stations, Kick 66 and The Master's Mix, and they're both listed on TuneIn Radio. If you downloaded the TuneIn Radio, it's a very popular app available for iPhone, Android, and the Windows phones, and you look under Alaska, and I'm the only two internet stations listed there. So that's how you can find me, or on Shoutcast, and there's AHA Radio as well. I'm on that one in some of the car apps. You'll find my stations there. So, yep.
Excellent work, Dave, dominating the internet radio here in Alaska. And thanks for being here at the show.
All right, Russ, thank you very much. And thank you for being here as well. Enjoyed it.